out to just how, if we go with Marshall, how we get Motley at the same time without leaking Marshall to anybody. Now, is there any way that you could check with the senator?
Yes, sir.
And say, two judges and if there's any vacancies any time on the circuit, would you be, did I understand you to say that you would not object to Motley? So that we wouldn't expose the marshal thing until we got it wrapped. But we could simultaneously do it. And I'll tell you why. Carl Rowan is resigning.
Yeah.
And I want to try to show that I'm letting one Negro go, but I'm hiring another one. You follow me?
Right.
Now, can you do that without his getting suspicious? Ramsey told me that he wanted this woman as a judge once before, but they got into the city outfit,
they got
borough president.
City, borough thing, and I don't know whether that would affect it now. I wouldn't think it would, but what a mistake. I can do it without going together.
Try to do it today now, because I need to do it. Don't for God's sake let the other get out.
I will not let
Because I don't want to get in that trouble. It might something just happen and I'd really be ruined. But I want to be courteous to him and I don't want to be tricky with him. At the same time, I don't want to ruin myself on the other problem. You can see that, don't you?
I see the problem.
So you just see that she is not objectionable to him. We'll take. Now, has she been checked by the ABA?
She was checked for that district vacancy. She has not been checked for the Court of Appeals. And I don't know whether they completed that check or it was called off before they completed it. I think it was called off before they completed it because she said she couldn't serve with the girl.
All right. Now, could we, is it conceivable that they wouldn't qualify?
It's conceivable, but highly unlikely on the Court of Appeals.
I would, we could announce our intention if cleared, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'd have to, I'd have to check that.
This other thing won't hold a month or a week or whatever time it takes. But, the Celebrezze thing, didn't we check Celebrezze out last year?
We checked him out informally. We never did a formal opinion from him at all.
Call somebody because when I get that cabinet office and he gets to thinking about it, and we're not going to be able to wait. Now, what's wrong with our announcing our intention? If they find him disqualified, then considering the merits of the thing.
Well, they don't like that because they think if your intention is announced, they don't get honest evaluations from lawyers because they think the probability is you're going through with that.
Now, I thought that they told us when I considered him for the Court of Appeals, the District of Columbia, which I had offered him, I thought we made that study, and I thought they told us that they would clear him, but they weren't enthusiastic.
That was the informal opinion I got from the chairman that it would probably be all.
Well, you just get him to formalize it as quick as you can. Got his successor probably appearing, and he'll be surfaced, and there'll be speculation about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hold up and hurt him as he goes out. And I've got the senator's recommendations on it. As I recall, both of them have recommended that.
That's right.
Now we don't have to touch anything else. We got a vacancy, and he wants it. Has he told you he wants it? Now then, so all you need to do is you get this fellow on the phone, tell him that they told you this, but the cabinet officer is so unusual, it's liable to break any moment, and we want to hold it, but please confirm it to you. Okay, my friend. How's your bill going?
I'm going to have a vote in about 5 minutes. I think we're in very easily.
We've
got about over 220 Democrats.
Would you call over here to Jack Valenti or somebody and dictate the strongest statements you can and there's words that every Negro can understand about the House passing the bill and just appealing to the conference to act wisely and promptly?
Right.
so that I can get that read.
The whole thing.
Well, I would dictate the statement after you get through your critical vote and let them type it, and then they'll get it to us on the plane, and we can release it when the bill's passed.
All right.
But you dictate as warm a statement as you can.
All right.